Origins. You cannot swim for new horizons until you have courage to lose sight of the shore. William Faulkner. I almost died when I was 15 years old. I was playing in a varsity basketball game when I suddenly felt a tightness in my back. The coach pulled me from the game and had me stretch on the sideline, but I couldn't shake the pain, so I sat on the bench for the remainder. Later, I awoke in the middle of the night, unable to move my legs. I rolled out of my bed and crawled arm over arm into the hallway where I screamed for my parents to help. They called an ambulance and I was transported to a local hospital where an initial x-ray revealed a mass the size of a grapefruit in my abdomen. The immediate fear was cancer, but after emergency exploratory surgery, they discovered that the mass was actually a swollen muscle. I had an infection so dangerous that the muscle had expanded to well beyond its normal size, pressing some major nerves against joints in my back and causing immobility and extreme pain. Over the next few days, friends and family cycled through my hospital room. It seemed odd that they were choosing their words very carefully, but I didn't realize at the time that many of them probably thought those would be the last words they'd ever say to me. Tears in their eyes, they would encourage me and share fun memories of our times together. As I got worse, the local doctors were at a loss for what to do. So they transferred me to the nearest hospital with an infectious disease unit where I spent several days wasting away in a hospital bed as the doctors tried their best to save me. At one point, the lead doctor told my parents, "If I can save him, I'm going to have to pump him so full of antibiotics that there will almost certainly be major side effects." Of course, my parents told him to do what was necessary. The antibiotics worked. It was nearly a miracle. 35 years later, I've experienced no side effects other than the ability to turn invisible on demand. That's normal, right? The infection waned, and I began to regain the ability to move my legs. However, I was a ghostly shadow of my former self. I had entered the hospital at 6'3", 185 pounds, and I was leaving weighing in at 135. I had lost 50 pounds in just a few weeks. My muscles had atrophied from lack of use. I was the very definition of skin and bones. My doctors told me that I would likely be able to walk again and probably be able to exercise, but that playing basketball was unlikely, especially given that I was about to enter my junior year of high school. This crushed me. Basketball was my true love at the time, and the thought of not being able to play again felt like the end of the world. The first part of my physical therapy regimen was simply to regain control of my legs. Taking two steps would sometimes be a full hour's work. Over weeks, I regained my ability to walk with assistance, then on my own. I began to regain weight with the help of family friends who supplied me with endless protein shakes from their employer. By midsummer, I was not only walking again, but was running. I began attacking the steps in the local high school gym, sprinting up and down just to get in shape. By the fall, I was shooting basketball, and by the time the season rolled around, I was back in full form. By my senior year, I led our league in scoring and rebounds and was invited to play in our state's All-Star game. Now, I tell this story not to relive the glory days of high school sports, but because my near-death experience caused a fundamental shift in both my outlook on life and my behavior. Before my illness, I was relatively shy and self-conscious, taking life as it came, avoiding circumstances where I could fail. Afterward, I was transformed into a different person. I realized that any failure paled in comparison to what I'd experienced in the hospital. After being subjected to the indignity of hospital gowns, sponge baths, and playing the role of human pincushion for a few months, I lost all of my self-consciousness. I began to publicly perform music I'd written. I asked girls who were, let's be honest, way out of my league to go on dates. But most importantly, I gained the perspective that life can be vanishingly short and that nothing is promised to any of us except for this moment, here and now, in this place. I experienced the urgency and imminence of the now. And even though I would never wish anyone to go through what I experienced, for a teenager, this shift in perspective was a massive gift. In fact, it has shaped much of my life in the years since. I am writing this book with the hopes of giving you a sense of the same perspective I gained in the wake of my health crisis without the need for the near-death experience. I hope to help you attain a new appreciation for the urgency and imminence of the now, because now is all you have. The coward. Inside of you lives a coward. This coward is obsessed with self-preservation, self-protection, avoidance of risk, harm to reputation, failure, self-disappointment, and wishful thinking. The coward engages in frequent doubt, blame, regret, self-loathing, and catastrophizing.